Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, the president of UFC, getting set for a big weekend, July 11th, UFC 251, which will be taking place on what is becoming the legendary Fight Island. And that is Dana White. Dana, thanks for coming on. Evan Roberts in New York. How are you?
I'm awesome, man. Thanks for having me.
So are you out there right now? Are you on the Fight Island in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, I leave tonight. We all jump on the plane tonight and head there. We've already sent, three planes? Three planes have already gone from Europe, I think one from Brazil, and then now Vegas will leave tonight.
Now, it's interesting how you're pulling this off. So there's only certain hub cities the fighters can leave from. How exactly does that work?
Yeah, so what we did is we set up, obviously South America is leaving from Brazil, North America is leaving from the United States, from Las Vegas, and then Europe is leaving from London.
Now, you had to change the main event because the guy got the COVID test, Burns. In your mind, are you thinking, here's my, like a chess match, here's my backup plan if something happens? And was that kind of in your mind even when you got that unfortunate news? And it sucks for him, obviously. But were you already planning out my next move if something like this happens?
No, you can't, because you never know what's going to happen. Or, some fights fell off on the undercard, too. So you never know what's going to happen. You just sort of have to roll with it when things pop up. I promise you, that's not my last problem this week. There will be more. And we will figure it out.
Was when you got the news that Gilbert Burns had failed the COVID test, how many names popped into your mind before you made the decision to get Masvidal? Unless maybe that was your first reaction after it happened.
Masvidal was the first. Listen, Gilbert Burns has been on a tear, and I love the Gilbert Burns-Usman fight. He is the number one contender. The fight that the people want to see is Masvidal. And much like the Justin Gaethje fight, when Justin Gaethje stepped in to fight Tony Ferguson, when the Khabib fight couldn't happen, it was a brilliant move to do it. He's now the number one contender and arguably the most powerful division in the sport. And now Jorge Masvidal does the same thing, slides in, takes the fight. It's the fight that the people want to see, and it was a brilliant move by Masvidal.
Is it tough for you to negotiate when maybe he knows, Dana needs me. He needs me for this fight. How does that go?
No. I roll with whoever wants to fight. Mm. Whoever wants to fight and whoever's ready to fight, that's who I roll with. You can't drive yourself crazy thinking, I have to have this guy. If I don't have this guy, I'm screwed mentality. You can't think like that, or you'd never be able to put fights on.
I tell you what you got with this, and this is all new to me. I'm like a baseball, basketball, football fan, and without it, I'm exploring everything. I'm watching golf. I'm watching you guys. Like, I'm learning. But one thing I already know about these two guys, and you showed it in that video that you tweeted out, these two guys hate each other. I mean, you got that going for it right out of the gate. These two guys can't stand each other.
Yeah, they hate each other. Two guys, I've never seen two guys want to fight more than these two do. They both want each other, and this is what the fans want. So it's literally the perfect storm.
When this happened to our country, obviously dealing with COVID-19, Were you confident immediately that you were going to be able to keep going? Obviously, I think you were the first sport back, essentially. But what went through your mind in terms of how you could keep this powerhouse UFC rolling even during these uncertain times we're facing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we were the last guys going still and the first guys coming back. And I wanted to go all the way through it. You know, we had 8 weeks that we were off, and that was it. And, you know, I'm the type of guy, there's always a solution to every problem. And we worry about safety every weekend, not just since COVID-19 popped up. So I knew we were capable of handling this.
How is the testing overall for these guys? How often do they have to get tests before they actually can step in and fight?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I'm never fighting. I'm not fighting anybody, and I'm never fighting. I've had over 10 COVID-19 tests already, so that's just me. The fighters, and especially now with us going to Yas Island in Abu Dhabi, you know, the protocol is, we're going to be tested 5 times before the fight happens on Saturday.
Was it difficult getting the testing, especially early on, or was it always easy for you to get it?
Like I said, there's a solution to every problem. And I was literally working on building my own lab here in Las Vegas. I was going to build my own lab, but the testing, I think, came together quicker than anticipated, and I didn't need to do that. We got it figured out.
We're talking to Dana White. They got a big fight coming up Saturday, July 11th. Usman Masvidal, UFC 251. This fight island, this thing looks incredible. When you first had, because you've had fights over in Abu Dhabi before, dating back a decade ago, was this always a vision in your mind? Obviously not the circumstances we have now, but was it always a thought of, look what I can potentially do at this place?
Never. What happened was, we were still trying to go during the pandemic, and we would put in a full day's work, and overnight while we were sleeping, the whole world would change again, and we'd have to start over again. So what I needed was a place in the United States where I could put on a fight, right? And I needed a place overseas where everybody could get to easily, fly to, and I could, you know, get people in and out of the country. So my history with Abu Dhabi, I have a long history with these guys. We've had an incredible working relationship together. So they were my first thought, and they said, we have an island. We can build a safety zone over there, and we get in that. And that was really how it all got started. And it's a great destination. They have incredible restaurants there. The hotels are unbelievable. The healthcare is good. When I go over there on this trip, I'm actually looking at buying a house or a condo over there because I think we're going to be there. We're not just doing 4 fights. We'll be there all year and probably into next year, too, doing these international fights.
What is the setup look like? Like, when we're watching this thing on Saturday night, is there a different ambiance to it? What does this place look like?
Yeah, I mean, we've basically built this small arena over there, much like the Apex that we've been using here in Las Vegas. But there's personal training facilities for the fighters. There's an octagon, training octagon down on the beach. There's restaurants, hotels, everything that we need is in this 10-mile radius, which we're calling the safety zone.
Was it ever, and I'm sure I could see why it may not be possible, but you talk about that, because I think I've seen the picture of the training facility that's on the beach. Was it ever a thought of trying to pull it off where the fight is on the beach, so we're all watching and you can see, like, the ocean in the background? Was that ever a realistic possibility?
You know, every time we started this conversation off talking about all the things that can go wrong.
Yes.
You know, if you want to create yourself an absolute disaster, try to put on a fight outside. You're guaranteed something bad is going to happen.
Well, what's the weather like there right now? Is it,
hot.
Impressive heat?
Hot, yes. That was a perfect explanation, yes.
Well, that's the first reason why it wouldn't work. I mean, 115 degrees, and these guys are beating the daylights out of each other.
With 100% humidity.
Right. Well, here's the other question I have. So I look at when this fight is on, very normal time, nothing crazy. What time is this stuff happening at Abu Dhabi? Like, are these guys fighting at 3 o'clock in the morning? What time is it going to be?
Yeah, it will go off at 6 o'clock in the morning, Abu Dhabi time.
Do these guys have to almost change their clock to be ready for that, to prepare to fight at a time that they're, I would assume, not used to fighting at?
Absolutely. They're there now, so they're going to start acclimating to that time. So they'll wake up and start training at 6 o'clock in the morning and getting ready to go on that time. What's great is when you're in Abu Dhabi, it's kind of weird because of the time difference. You sleep in like these blocks. And the last time I was there, which was a few months ago, every morning I was waking up at 1 and 2 in the morning, staying up for a couple hours, and then I'd go back to bed for a couple hours. So the timing actually works out perfect.
Mm. You said before there's probably going to be other issues you're going to have to deal with. You know, you're almost used to it. What are the issues you prepare against that you think could get in the way as you try to put this show on in a couple of days?
Well, think about this. This is our first time doing this over there and this makeshift arena that we've built. You know, there's a ton of logistical nightmares that you can run into, not just, you know, as far as fighters and health and safety goes, but, you know, you're running cable out on this island to be able to beam this fight all over the world. And the list goes on and on of problems that we could and possibly will run into. But my team is the absolute best. This is what we do. And we always work best under fire. So we will make this happen.
We're talking to Dana White. Have you noticed since the middle of March that there's an uptick in interest? Because, you know, we've been out without a lot of major sports, and there may be people that have just never watched UFC, and they're like, hey, I want to see something. I want to see some live competition. Have you noticed an uptick in interest over the last few months?
It's funny you ask me that. I have my team working on running stats right now on how much the sport and the brand has grown, not just since we've been with ESPN, which has been huge, but since the pandemic, 100%. The awareness level, the ratings, I mean, everything is off the charts right now. It's been very good for us.
What's your feeling about the fights without crowds? Obviously, that adds electricity to it, but there's other aspects of not hearing the crowd. You almost hear other sounds that we normally wouldn't hear. What's your thoughts right now on having these events without crowds?
There's nothing in the world like being in a sold-out arena packed with rabid fans for a fight that they're dying to see. You know, you can't replace that. It's just something that's really special about the sport and about sports in general. But, you know, the fights have been incredible. These kids have been fighting like they're fighting in front of a sold-out crowd. The fights have been amazing, and it's a unique perspective for the fans now because you can literally hear everything that's going on. Punches, kicks, when they're talking smack to each other. I mean, you can literally hear everything.
Mm. What's the deal with it? Did Conor McGregor retire again? What's his deal? Is he done?
He did. He retired, and, this is one of those sports that if you're not, this isn't something you can do half-assed. You got to be 100% in on this sport, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And if you feel like you're not there, the smartest thing you can do, you know, is retire. And I think when he says he's retiring, he's taking some time off. I don't know how long that's going to be. I don't know if that's forever, but
yeah, he's coming back. Let's be honest. I mean, he's retiring, quote unquote. He'll be back. Well, this should be interesting. Saturday, July 11th, 10 o'clock. Check it out. UFC 251. It'll be live from Fight Island. Should be very cool to see. We appreciate you coming on. Give me a couple minutes.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, man. Dana White, bye-bye. The president of UFC, as they get set for a big event taking place in Abu Dhabi at UFC Fight Island. And I did see the setup, I think it was the other day, on the beach. And so my thought is, boy, wouldn't that be amazing if you're actually watching the fight on the beach? And then you start to think about the temperature and, you know, if there's high tide and like a million different things that could possibly go wrong. But it was a great look, you know, seeing that spectacle, seeing that ring set up right on the beach. But they're going to pull it off coming up Saturday night, July 11th. It's available on ESPN Plus and pay-per-view. You want to check it out.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.